Welcome to the Entertainment Podcast for Friday, October 9th, 2009. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, with you as always to talk about toys and stuff and movies and all kinds of things. So, I guess prepare to enjoy those things. Okay, let's start off with movies. Last week at the box office, Zombieland was number one with $24.7 million. It was followed by Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs at $15.8 million. Toy Story 1 and 2, the double feature, made $12.5 million. Surrogates, $7.2 million. And The Invention of Lying, $7 million. This week at the box office, Couples Retreat is the one big wide-release new movie. It is not faring well, according to Rotten Tomatoes. In limited release, The Damned United, Trucker, Aria, Yes Men, Fix the World, Adventures of Power, Bronson, Freestyle, and An Education. And as far as I can tell, those are very limited releases. In news, Richard Pryor biopic casting. Apparently Eddie Murphy is out and Marlon Wayans is in. New Line Cinema has expressed interest continuing the Vacation series of movies. Instead of focusing on Chevy Chase's character of Clark Griswold, they're going to focus on Clark Jr., and they haven't quite figured out who's going to play him yet. G.I. Joe Resolute, the web micro series, is coming to DVD, not Blu-ray, on November 3rd. This is the same day the G.I. Joe movie comes out on the home video disc formats. The cast for Predators has been revealed, sorta. Adrian Brody is in, as is, apparently, but not confirmed yet, Topher Grace. Also on board, Alice Braga, Danny Trejo, Walt Goggins, Oleg Tartikov, I don't know how to pronounce this name, and Louise Ozawa. DVDs this week, if you're a cartoon dork and you care for such things, My Pet Monster, the complete series, and Season 2 of Tales from the Crypt Keeper are all on DVD this week. You are welcome. Okay, let's get on to the toy news. What do we got? LEGO 2010, more Atlantis sets were revealed at the LEGO Wiki. New figures include Insectoids-ish, bright neon green human scuba divers, plus numerous animal-inspired figures, including a guy with a ray head, an octopus man with all kinds of tentacle legs, and a really cool hat, a shark man, and more. Pretty creative stuff. It truly is Animal Day. DC Universe. Mattel announced the first wave of Mego-inspired World's Greatest Superhero figures for March 2010. Aside from Superman, new characters include Sinestro, Lex Luthor, and a Hal Jordan as Green Lantern. Diamond Select Toys announced a 1/4 scale Luke Skywalker and Tatooine outfit for its ongoing Star Wars figure line. This, too, is out in 2010. The next Fantasy Figure Gallery statue is Luis Rios' The Touch of Ice. It is nice. As ice can be.
New at Entertainment Earth.
Free shipping is back. That's right. It's free shipping time once more at Entertainment Earth. Save big when you spend $99 on all in-stock items, because they'll ship free in the USA. Choose from such items as Mr. Bacon's Big Adventure Board Game, Barbie Loves SpongeBob SquarePants Doll, The Avatar Leonopterix, or the Beat Collection Shion no Yakata Fushua Renju statue, which the only jokes I can make about it are not permitted here due to the fact that there's always a chance that young children or old ladies may listen to the show. It's sexy. Order today! Enjoy your free shipping. That's pretty much all for this week, everybody. Don't forget, the Clone Wars continues on Cartoon Network. If you're a Star Wars fan like me, you probably want to check it out. Part 3 in the ongoing series, Parts 1 and 2 are on last week, involving Cad Bane, airs tonight, assuming you get this in a reasonable hour. If not, it might air tomorrow morning, or this morning, or I don't know when you're listening to this. But last week's was really good, because we got to see Clone Troopers, we got to see Bounty Hunters, we got to see the Jedi Librarian Jocasta Nu in a sword fight in the library. It's pretty great if you like that sort of stuff. If you haven't watched the show yet and you're a Star Wars fan going, I'm not going to watch it, give it a chance. It's pretty good. Of course, being who I am, I've always been a big fan of cartoons, especially licensed cartoons like the real Ghostbusters, or cartoons meant to sell you toys like He-Man. That stuff amuses me to no end, and this seems to be a good combination of both. So don't worry, I won't make fun of you if you watch The Clone Wars, because I watch it too. It's okay. Bunch of other sci-fi stuff on TV right now. I can't say I'm watching too much of it due to time constraints and my addiction to comedy, but it's good stuff. So thanks for listening. Check out our other shows. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, and check us out on our blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. If you have any complaints or comments, you can email me. This is my real email address, adam.paulus@gmail.com. That's adam.paulus@gmail.com. Just put podcast in the subject line or something, and I will talk to you there. So, have a great weekend, everybody. Check out a movie if you dare. I think someone just slammed something into my backyard, so I need to see what that is. See you all next time.